It is Ludwig von Beethoven's birthday today. The great composer was born in 1770 in Bonn, Germany. One of the greatest and most enduring mysteries of his life is, how can someone who cannot hear write music that sounds like this? When Beethoven's Ninth Symphony was first performed, it was greeted with tumultuous applause, applause that the composer himself could not hear. The story goes that a member of the orchestra had to gently turn him around so he could see the clapping and cheering. We are celebrating Beethoven's birthday today with his music and with music commentator Miles Hoffman. And I ask Miles the question I posed a moment ago, how can someone compose without being able to hear?
Renee, this is more of a mystery to non-musicians than to musicians. There are many, many composers who composed and compose, not at a piano, but at their desk, simply sitting with paper and pencil and writing down the music that they hear in their head. People who are very well trained can hear music in their heads. They can create harmonies in their inner ears. That's quite common.
Well, then let's turn to Beethoven's deafness. It came on when he was still quite young.
Right. It started gradually, Renee. It started with tinnitus, with buzzing in his ears. And it seems that he was in his late 20s when he first noticed problems. But then it progressed. And for the last, he died when he was 56. For the last 10, 11 years of his life, again, we don't know exactly, he was completely deaf. But the important thing is that musically, in terms of composition, it wasn't a problem. What it was an enormous emotional blow.
And he had a career as a young man in his 20s as a pianist, as a performer.
And in fact, his first reputation that he made in Vienna was as a virtuoso, as a performer. He was a magnificent pianist by all accounts. This is what's so fascinating about it. Beethoven perhaps was kept from utter despair over his deafness by the knowledge that even though he wasn't going to be able to continue as a performer, he would be able to compose. And this may have been, as horrible a blow as it was for Beethoven, this may have been a great gift to humanity, because he was forced, in fact, to focus his attentions inward, and who knows what pieces he might not have written if that had not been the case.
Is it possible to hear at any point along the way the absence of his hearing his own music?
No. Technically speaking, you cannot hear anything in the music that leads you to say, oh, well, he didn't hear that. Although, I mean, there are people who say that his writing for the voice made tremendous demands on the voice, that he made people strain to sing things that were very hard to sing, and maybe if he could have heard them do it, he would have altered it. That's possible. It's also possible that Beethoven might have said, you know, tough, that's the way I want it. But what we can say for sure is that it changed him, his deafness, his struggle with deafness, and the inner torment and the inner pain had to have affected him as an emotional being. But we still can't say exactly how, because there are pieces that Beethoven wrote when his hearing was gone that are tormented and anguished. But if we go to the very last piece that Beethoven wrote, which is an alternate finale, actually, for one of his string quartets. And it's really this absolutely charming, delightful, and glorious piece of music. One of the things that I think is worth pointing out, Renee, is that Beethoven was a man who suffered physically throughout his life, not just from the deafness. He had terrible intestinal and stomach problems. One of the likely theories is that he died of lead poisoning. His liver eventually failed. He was, for much of his adult life, a suffering person, and yet he never stopped working. That's the real triumph of Beethoven, that the courage to overcome all of these difficulties and then to create these immortal works that will live for as long as their civilization.
Miles, thank you.
Thank you, Renee.
Miles Hoffman is violist and artistic director of the American Chamber Players and author of the NPR Classical Music Companion, Terms and Concepts from A to Z. To read more about Beethoven or the music you've just heard, visit npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. As a Beethoven birthday gift to all of us, we will end this story as it started, with a generous portion of the Ninth Symphony.